and there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head, a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child, cried travailing in birth. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. A great red dragon. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, ready to devour her child. But her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God. For the covenant people were scattered, yet preserved through tribulation. And the dragon made war against the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus Christ. Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? The dragon gave him power and authority upon the earth. Yet the saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For the kingdoms of men shall fall, but the kingdom of God shall stand. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world, and the accuser of our brethren was cast down. Yet woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the dragon is come down unto you, having great wrath. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And all the world wondered after the beast. Empires rose from the sea of nations. Kingdoms devoured kingdoms. And power was given unto the beast to continue 42 months. Power, thrones, crowns, the kingdoms of men, exalting themselves above God. Yet the saints endured, and wisdom was required. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb. And he spoke as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. And he does great wonders, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? And papal Rome gave him power and authority upon the earth. Yet the saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For the kingdoms of men shall fall, but the kingdom of God shall stand. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion,
and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And another angel follows saying, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God.
Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? The dragon gave him power and authority upon the earth. Yet the saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. For the kingdoms of men shall fall, but the kingdom of God shall stand.
Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast. For here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.